This week, for about the umpteenth time, I watched the movie called A Few Good Men, and I love that movie, especially the end of it, because it kind of has like three different endings, these climactic instances, and then something else happens. But there is one place there at the end of the movie where the jury declares that the two young men who are being accused declares that they were not guilty of murder or attempted murder, but that they were guilty of conduct unbecoming an officer of the Marine Corps. And the younger man, who's kind of a simpler character, says he doesn't understand that verdict. He says, "What did we do wrong? We did nothing wrong." And the older man says to him, "Yeah, we did. We were supposed to fight for the people who couldn't fight for themselves." Sometimes I think we love to have that minimum acceptable standard for us to feel comfortable with our own morality or spirituality. We love to be able to say, "But we did nothing wrong." In the gospel today, though, Jesus challenges us to forget our comfortable standard of "we did nothing wrong" and to step up to a level where we help those who cannot help themselves. He challenges us to a higher standard where we proactively take care of God's people. The sets of phrases that are in today's gospel, they're known as the antitheses. Jesus will say, "You have heard it said, but I say to you." For example, "You have heard it said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder,' but I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment." He says, "If your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift." The point of these antitheses, as they're called, is to deal not just with the offenses on the surface, but with making our hearts right. Now, I personally think all of the literature calls these antitheses, but I don't think of them as antitheses because Jesus' intent is not to push back against the law and to say the law was totally wrong, but actually to say the law didn't go far enough. So he's actually supporting the intent of the law, but then pushing us to say we should be doing more than just on the surface meeting the law. He's not speaking against those things. He's upping the standard. This is another place where Jesus says, as he has in another gospel we've read recently, "I come not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it." This is not just a mild upping of the ante. It is a radical relocation of authority. The first part of each statement, after all, is not simply a belief of another time or belief system. It is taken from the Jewish holy scriptures, and it is understood to be the word of God. So Jesus is saying, "I know the word of God, and I'm saying it doesn't go far enough." He tells us in these so-called antitheses that we as Christians are charged with healing the broken relationships of this world. Jesus says, "If your brother or sister has something against you, you are to find reconciliation." He's not saying to set aside your own anger and resentment, but to go to that person and see how you can heal what they are holding against you. In other words, we're not called simply to keep ourselves clean in the courtroom, to say we did nothing wrong. We're called to get involved in the messy hard work in the emergency room. We're not called to judge, but to heal. We'd like to say we did nothing wrong, but Jesus asks us to go much further, to love beyond all human understanding and rationale. And our code of human ethics, Christian ethics, truly begins to matter if we allow ourselves to be formed by it into defenders of those who cannot defend themselves. After all, in our baptismal covenant, we agree to do much more than try to avoid overt sin. We say that we will continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, persevere in resisting evil, proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ, seek and serve Christ in all persons, strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being. We're called to do these things in our covenant, not under our own human power, but as the covenant says, I will with God's help. With God's help, I hope that we at this church and that all Christians want more than to say we did nothing wrong. I hope that we choose to be defenders of the weak. I hope that we too have come to fulfill the law of God in its entirety, which is to love God and love one another. I pray that we will seek and serve Christ in all persons by feeding them, comforting them, and being with them. I pray that here we will do more than wear the title of Christian. Too many people identify themselves as Christians, but defend only themselves with those pitifully inadequate and selfish words, we did nothing wrong. Too many act conspicuously pious and focus on the obvious outer offenses, but they have no interest in changing their hearts. Now, unlike the soldiers in the movie, we will not be judged in a courtroom. We will find our salvation or fail to find it in the emergency room, in the places where people need to be tended and healed and held and put back together. Perhaps we will at the end of life be able to say we did nothing wrong. But is that really how you want your life to be measured? By whether you tiptoed around the trouble and avoided the mistakes? I know I do plenty of things wrong. I make mistakes out of fear and ignorance and arrogance. I do plenty wrong. But in the final analysis, I hope I will be able to say that I have loved. I hope I will be able to say that I fought for people who couldn't fight for themselves. I hope I will be able to say that I fed the people who could not feed themselves. And above all, I hope that I can say that I have loved the people who cannot even love themselves. I'd like to leave this earth knowing that I have seen and served the Christ in all people that this world calls the least of these. I hope that I can say I've gone far beyond what was asked of me, far beyond the lame defense that I've done nothing wrong. I hope that I can admit each time I face my merciful Lord and Savior that I've done plenty wrong, but that all along the way I have tried above all to love people and to love God. Ultimately, I guess I can say I don't really mind being found guilty in the courtroom. I just pray that in God's name, somewhere along the way, I've done some good in the emergency room. Amen. Thank you.